Days we were trying to go to an old cultural museum village, but unfortunately as we got out of the train, Bada fell and hurt himself. We had to call the ambulance, and Mom and Bada went to the hospital while Dad and I went to the village. Dad and I got pancakes that had, one of them had syrup and butter on it, and the other had bacon and cheese and egg on it, which was really cool because it was so different from what we have in the U.S. We also got to see a couple of windmills that were actually working and even some that were grinding grain and spices. We got back to the apartment around the same time Bada and Mom, and we found that Bada had gotten hurt bad enough that he had to go back to the U.S. He couldn't travel alone, so Mom had to go back to Colorado with him and then come straight back. Dad and I went to the it's too Dutch for me, I guess. We stayed in a very nice hotel, and while we were there, came across a large film crew. We tried to figure out what they were filming, and eventually Dad saw a sweatshirt with the letters NZK on it. We went and looked up what that was and found that the only show that NZK did was The Bachelor. This surprised us because this was one of Mom's favorite shows, and the one time we had run into The Bachelor filming was when she was gone helping Bada get home and was actually stuck in Reykjavik, Iceland, trying to get home because there was a horrible windstorm that almost blew their bus over. Dad even was able to get an image of the show's host in the bar. We also saw him at breakfast the next morning, and we even saw the main person character of the show. Over the next few days, Dad and I moved to a small town outside of Gouda. They have an aqueduct there that allows boats to go over the road, highway. If you're lucky, you'll even see some of the 330-foot-long mega yachts that all the billionaires and gazillionaires own. We only saw a couple of tugboats and a small freight boat, but it was still really cool to see them going right over the highway. I'm surprised over here in Europe because I feel like every city has a torture museum, which seems really, like, harsh to me. It's kind of wrong and scary. I also really like all the bridges in Amsterdam. There's so many different types, but they all have to be able to lift up to let boats go under them. They have some simple lift bridges that you pull on a small chain a little bit, and the counterweight has taken care of most of the weight, so the bridge lifts up. But there are also more complex ones, like the 6 or so story tall one that lifted the bridge straight up out of the water onto 2 towers on either side. While in the Netherlands, we saw a very, very small house that is only 2 meters wide. I was almost able to reach from one side to the other of the house. There's even a tea room upstairs, which is kind of astonishing given that it's only 6 feet wide and about 15 feet long. There's only 1 or 2 tables in the entire tea room.